Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now it's Tad and Melissa. Obviously, on everybody's minds is the tragedy in Orlando and how to talk to your kids about this. We have Dr. Maureen Keown from Positive Living Psychotherapy on the phone with us to talk about it.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm glad to help.
We wanted to know from you how to deal with kids when it comes to a tragedy like what happened in Orlando.
And it is so hard. It's understandable as parents. You want to keep your kids unaware of these things that can happen in the world they live in. But it is best to give them a frame of reference so that they can make some sense of what they're going to hear. Mm-hmm. Depending on their age, of course, they're probably going to hear this from someone.
So don't try to shelter them from it.
Well, I think the most important thing, Dr. Keown, is the fact that, you know, you want to make your kids feel safe. So what conversation do you have with your children about this that makes them still feel safe to go to school, to go to play, to do things this summer?
You want to calm their fears. You want to give them information without sensationalizing it. You, of course, the most important thing is you have to consider their age. You need to talk to them at developmentally appropriate, in developmentally appropriate ways, and know your child, because some kids are going to have more fears and anxiety than others. So you need to really make sure that you don't share graphic details. You don't want to give them even too much information. You want to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're going to avoid letting them watch disturbing videos or frequent coverage of the events. You know, we don't want to keep the TV on all the time and let them see that kind of thing. For older kids, you want to ask them what they've heard and have a conversation with them.
I remember after September 11th, somebody had said that there was images of planes going into buildings and kids watching it would think that it was happening over and over again.
Right, exactly. Because kids, and especially the younger ones, are not going to understand that this kind of thing is not commonplace, that you can assure them that they're safe and that most people in the world are kind and caring. You want to be the voice of reason for your children and model good coping skills. You also want to encourage them to express how they feel, normalize their feelings. You don't want to dismiss their feelings. If you hear that they're afraid, you want to say, yes, I get that. It is scary. And let them talk about it. But the other thing you also want to make sure you don't do is don't force them to talk about it if they aren't interested or aren't ready or if they start becoming really upset.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it simple. Keep the details out of the conversation. But it needs to be an ongoing conversation with your kids. Just like other topics can be difficult to talk about. You don't want to give the impression that it's just going to be this one talk and then never brought up again. You want to be able to have an open dialogue with your kids.
Talking to Dr. Maureen Keown of Positive Living Psychotherapy. Now, Dr. Keown, some of the advice you're giving for kids, couldn't it go to adults too? Because isn't it a little dangerous for some of the adults? I mean, no offense to my media colleagues, but to watch the coverage nonstop, don't you think that has an effect on them too?
Oh, absolutely. It can be extremely upsetting and affect us in ways that we don't realize when you're bombarding yourself with images that are disturbing and, reading articles that are just upsetting over and over and over. You have to protect yourself as well in terms of what you're going to let yourself see.
Dr. Maureen Keown, Positive Living Psychotherapy. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.